The Iranian embassy in the Lebanese capital has become the target of terrorist attacks as the Syrian army makes more gains in fighting foreign-backed insurgents. Well, Press TV's correspondent Ali Risk in Beirut has discussed these developments with Ahmad Musali, professor of Islamic studies at the American University of Beirut. Here's an excerpt from that interview.
The Saudis feel today that their policies in the area are falling down, collapsing. And I think this is a reaction and a message. And this is the first time the Iranian embassy in Lebanon or even in the Arab world is being targeted directly by suicide bombers. Mm-hmm. And this is a message, I think, to Iran that your interests in the Arab world and beyond will be subject to revenge from the success that it has been getting. Very well known that these Takfiri groups are penetrated by different kinds of intelligence services, including the Israelis, but they are run by the Saudis. So at this point in time, if we look at it, the Saudis and the Israelis are very upset with the change, transformation that is taking place right now. So this is very possible, but I think this is a revenge calculated by the Prince Bandar bin Sultan, who I think now feels that his role is going to be decapitated in the near future because of his failure to achieve any success in Syria or even in Iraq.